Elliot and Ray Goulding present the CBS Radio Network.
Hello, everybody.
Yes, indeed, you're hearing correctly. This is the Bob and Ray Show.
Coming to you on your radio, wherever that may be.
This program we put on tape back in June 3rd. And of course, here it is, not, 14th of January, is it?
No, you've got it turned around, Ray. This is June 3rd, and this was put on tape back the 14th of January.
Oh,
1954.
Oh, I knew. I was all confused there for a second. In any event, you wouldn't recognize us, friends. We've changed so since this program was taped.
Well, I think
you hear it now.
I think you had a mustache while we were taping this.
Right.
And I was much heavier than I am now, having been on a diet.
You were heavier?
7 years.
Ridiculous.
Yeah, I'm down. Well,
of course, you're almost 3 feet tall.
I'm down now to a good fighting weight.
Right. You're down to about, let me guess.
Okay.
I bet I'm not. Probably would have, you know, hurt your feelings.
Guess, how do
I? Guess 174.
I say about 192.
No. 174 was my guess, and that's right.
Well, it was just a guess anyway.
No, that's all right, Webb. You going to play jealousy today?
No.
That's been preempted, I think.
I don't think I'm going to have time to play it today. At least I'll be standing by if you order, in case I've got an opportunity.
Well, a little bit later, speaking of
opportunities.
Of course, I should have realized.
We'll have our old friend, the Happy House Hunter, here with you to tell you some of the bargains that are available. And first, we have a special word here, don't we? An announcement.
Oh, all right, well, I get it. Is this Mount Rushmore?
Yes.
Oh, all right.
Seems funny to be doing this in January.
Really? Well, Bob, it's June.
June
3. Yes, we have another public service announcement. This time from the Department of Parks.
Mount Rushmore once again welcomes the coming of the spring and summer and tourist season with open arms.
The Mount Rushmore Observatory and Spectator areas are open for your enjoyment, friends. However, do not abuse the privileges, please.
The area is not a picnic area. Too many visitors have been using it for picnics, and we think this is a disgrace.
And it's too high up, too. If you must eat sandwiches on top of the president's, at least have the decency to clean up and take your refuse with you, please.
Now, you know, there are no disposal hampers up there. If you have been there, know that, and it's up to you to take care of things.
Now, how would Teddy Roosevelt, Abraham Lincoln, Thomas Jefferson, George Washington look with trash baskets on their heads?
No, that's
out
of the question, naturally. If you must eat out there at Mount Rushmore, take a paper bag with you.
Now, last week, a group held a picnic and outing on top of George Washington. And when they left, George's wig was covered with bits of egg salad.
Not to mention a large chunk of peanut butter, which was easily visible on the bridge of his nose.
Well, you have to get close, really. Also, we should like to remind parents that the Mount Rushmore Memorial is not a playpen for your children,
no,
either.
Lately, some of the kids have been swinging on Teddy Roosevelt's glasses or sliding down Thomas Jefferson's nose.
And just 2 nights ago, a kid was caught using a pogo stick on Abraham Lincoln's lower lip. This has got to stop. We ask your full cooperation.
So if you're a public-minded citizen, we appeal to you to stop throwing bits of writing paper, cigarette butts, milk bottles, old Easter cards, racing forms, and stuff like that all over the presidents of the United States.
And one final request. There is a space of rock up there on which nothing has yet been carved.
All that space is being reserved, friends, for a president to be determined at a later date.
However, it's come to our attention that a group of teenage girls are starting to carve the face of, is this right, Marlon Brando?
Marlon Brando.
On this rock?
Although he's a capable actor, he was never president of the United States. He was Napoleon and a lot of other people, but he was never president.
So unless he is elected president this coming November, cut it out. And I can tell you right now, he won't be.
Who do you think will be elected, Ray?
Yeah, Hunter.
This has been a personal appeal from your Chamber of Commerce. You can address all inquiries to Stone, CBS, 485 Madison Avenue, New York.
All right. Now, we turn back the clock, friends, right here to yesteryear. And another soul-satisfying CBS radio promotion. One that started a stampede among listeners the Sunday after its airing.
Well, I would like to take a minute out now to billboard some of the show business guests on the Mitch Miller Show this Sunday night. And what a star-studded lineup it is, too. Shapely Sophie Barnsides, queen of the golden trampoline.
That toe-tap and twosome, Toots and Boots.
Tiger Toomey and their groovy movies, whose latest disc-click, Chickle Chewin' Chick, is high on the charts.
And not to mention Viola Bibble, former big band thrush, who's currently knocking them dead as lead, or rather, knocking them dead as lead understudy in the Broadway hit Follies of 1927.
How you read it last year. And remember, Mitch Miller reserves the right to change his guest list without prior notice.
That's right. He may spring a few surprise deletions, but no matter who's visiting the Mitch Miller Show, you'll find it's fine CBS Radio Sunday night fare.
I wonder who he's really going to have visiting with him, do you know?
Yeah.
I don't know. We'll find out. We do know, though, who's visiting here right now, one of the all-time show business greats, and if I gave you just one of the songs he's written, you'd realize what a big name he is and what a big man he is for coming here and giving us time from his very busy schedule. Mr. Goya Safud, is that how you pronounce it?
Well,
Mr. Safud. Goya, you've been around for, I don't know how long, a number of years, and although a great many people aren't familiar with your name, they certainly do whistle and sing your songs probably every day.
Well, it's just that my name has never been associated with all my songs. I don't mind, although, of course, every once in a while your ego is a little punctured, I suppose, because you wish you had more recognition. But
what?
Just hearing my songs sung regularly is enough
Well,
solace,
I guess. Just to fill some of the folks in and to make you more familiar with them, what are one or two or three of the songs that you have written?
Well, how about, do you remember, Happy Birthday to You?
Oh, what a grand old
Happy
favorite.
Happy Birthday to You.
Yes, sir, Goya Safud.
Wonderful.
The audience remembers it. Let's have another one from your grab bag of memory songs.
Should old acquaintance be forgot?
Real evergreen. Real perennial. Let me do one now. I think I remember that your name was on the sheet music of this when it first came out.
I didn't know you could sing.
Ring around a rosy.
You can't be.
Pocket full of posies.
Yeah,
that was a good one, wasn't it?
Well, it wasn't as big a hit as I hope. My big one was London Bridge is Falling Down.
Oh, who'll ever forget that one, huh?
Right.
Boy, that was on everybody's lips there about 10 or 12 years ago. I remember you getting a big play in the Sunday papers on that. What do you
mean? Old MacDonald had a farm. E-I-E-I-O.
That's just one of our guests. I bet the dean doesn't know that you wrote that. What happens when you go to a party and somebody, well, they start out with, hail, hail, the gang's all here. And you say, Goya, you know, I wrote that song. What do they say?
Well, if it's late,
yeah.
I have been physically, thrown out, I should say.
Oh, I see.
And I've been hurt.
You mean they...
But if it's early in the evening, it's cause for great laughter, and I'm held up for ridicule for about 40 minutes, and then I leave.
Uh-huh. Well, why is that? Have you had any...
Well, they figure that these songs just came out of the woodwork somewhere, and
nobody had to write them.
That's right. They figure that those songs always were and always will be, that nobody ever sat down and wrote them, but that's wrong.
Well,
Hot Goes the Weasel.
Hot Goes the Weasel. Sure, I remember that one. Remember the one you introduced at a big rally at a roundhouse in Altoona, Pennsylvania some years back?
Sure.
What was that one?
Oh, Zagger.
Oh, wait a minute. Get out of here.
Get him out of there.
I was referring to I've been working on the railroad, but that guy is just too much. Hey, boy.
Boy, that's rich. I mean, really. How about that for knives?
Oh, let's take time out and refresh here. Wow.
Get the really light refreshment. This is where I talk, hey? Get the really light refreshment. That's Pepsi-Cola, of course.
I just wanted to say be sociable, Charlie.
Of course, Kay. Be sociable. Have a Pepsi on the road or at home. It always refreshes without filling.
Charlie.
Pick up extra cartons now. Pepsi is so delicious, it goes fast. That's why you should keep plenty of Pepsi on hand.
Mine. Oops. Maybe I'd better sing.
Be sure to say keep Pepsi handy.
Yes, Charlie. But the song says it sociably.
Be sociable, look smart, keep up to date with Pepsi, drink light, refreshing Pepsi, stay up and fair and debonair. Be sociable, have a Pepsi.
What Jay means is, get plenty of Pepsi next time you shop.
Well, yes.
Charlie and Kay. Say, once again, it's time to welcome back Harlow Hicks, the house hunter.
Thank you, Ray. I think we have some rather good buys for apartment at House Hunters today. First, here's a picture of house number 5A, as I call it, a charming split-level home nestled in a delightful suburban area. And as you can
Wait just a second. yes. A split-level home?
Actually, it's a colonial that was struck by lightning. So it was a trick of fate that turned it from a charming colonial into a delightful split level.
Well, the house is a wreck, as far as I could
see. We look at it this way, Ray. It's a bargain for the enterprising young executive who likes to remodel to fit his own needs. Yeah. Let's not forget, the asking price is only $39.5.
Yeah, the way you fellows knock off those $39.5 prices really frightened me. I don't think, however, that we could honestly recommend
that to our listeners.
What else do you have?
Here's house number 74C, as I call it. Lovely three-bedroom Bostonian-type house. Has lots of closet space and also comes with 4 acres of ground.
How many closets does it have?
No closets. I said lots of closet space. Comes with 4 acres of ground. You can build a lot of closets on 4 acres of ground.
You say a Bostonian-type house. What do you mean by that? I've never heard that.
Well, doesn't mean that Paul Revere lived in it.
No.
I'll tell you that.
Well, what does it mean, anyway?
I'd rather not say.
Well, okay. You said, though, that it was a Bostonian-type house. Please, what does it mean?
Well, if you really must know, it means it's been banned, but only in Boston. We flew it to the outskirts of Milwaukee, where it's now open for vacancy.
Mm-hmm.
And let's not forget, the asking price is a mere $43.5.
Where do you fellows always get that five you throw in? That's, as I remember, that's 500, isn't it?
500 clams.
I've already forgotten it. How about a ranch house? Anything in that line?
You're in luck. Well, that is to say, a lucky person in your audience is. We just had a 12-acre ranch house open up, become available, and it's a steal. Not only do you get the ranch house, but you get 30 head of cattle thrown in for the asking price.
Well, that really is a buy.
Say it is. It's not only a house, but it's a ranch as well.
Well, how much acreage?
It's a 12-acre house, and it sits on a 12-acre plot.
No outside grounds or anything?
Well, who needs outside grounds when you have 12 acres inside?
Now, where's the cattle?
In the bedroom at the present time, but they can be easily moved to any spot of the house at the moment's notice.
Sure.
And don't forget, it has a big window picture.
Yeah, picture window.
No, I mean a window picture. Big picture of a window suitable for framing. That's a real conversation piece.
Idiot in here anyway.
And for the newlyweds who like to travel, we have a good buy, a bungalow with add-on features.
Such as?
Well, if the newlyweds buy this house, first they can add a wing on the right, and then in time a wing on the left, and when that's done, we guarantee to put a propeller in the middle and fly them anywhere they want to go. It's a little house hunter funny.
Well, very little. Our thanks to you, Hollow Hicks, the house hunter, for stopping by. And if any of our listeners should be foolish enough to want to contact you, where should they write?
Well, I'm sorry, I haven't a permanent address at this time. I'm living in a furnished room.
Why is that?
It's simple. I can't find a decent place to live.
All right, Gracie.
Happy hunting. Well, that does it for today. We had hoped to talk to some of our studio audience, but we'll have to do that Monday, I guess.
Well, that caps another Cuban with a cooler, doesn't it?
It does.
But we'll be back to say so long in just 10 seconds.
Here now.
Yeah. Hey, have a nice weekend, everybody, and we'll see you Monday, we hope. Until then, Ray Goulding reminding you to write if you get work.
Bob Elliott reminding you to hang by your thumb.
10 timely capsules each weekend. Camera on Sports on the CBS Radio Network.
You're on 74 KCBS AM-FM San Francisco.